Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
If you've had a long weekend of overeating, drinking, you know, you cheat during the week or on a day and you're looking for a healthy new start, you think about, oh, I'm going to do a cleanse or I'm going to starve myself. I'm going to detox. You know, that can sound really appealing. But is that really the right way to go? My guest is Andy Bilotti. He's a Las Vegas-based dietitian with an interest in food politics, social justice, food industry deception. We're going to talk to him in a future segment about that. Welcome to the show, Andy. So tell us a little bit about detoxing. There's so much in the media. Juice cleanse this. Do a different kind of cleanse. Colonics. There's all these things. What should we be taking from all of these that we're hearing about?
Well, thanks for having me on. You're absolutely right. The media is saturated with, the thought that we can somehow magically, lose weight and just get healthy if we just for 3, 5, or 7 days, go on, basically all juice cleanses. And what most of these are really are just ways to lower your calories. And that's why some people claim that, you know, they lose weight. Well, of course, for 5 or 7 days, you're subsisting on 1,000 calories, you will lose weight. But the bigger picture here is that you don't need to subsist on juice alone for a week to be healthy. That is not the accurate way to pursue health.
Okay, so when we think about kind of cleaning out our system, are there foods you want us to look to as opposed to a juice cleanse or products out there that we can take? I mean, I don't mind. I like having a colonoscopy, Andy, because I do like that sort of detox cleansing that a colonoscopy gives, but that's only once every 3 to 5 years. So I'm not doing that kind of stuff too quickly.
So there's two things here. One is that you have to realize just by being alive, our bodies are constantly detoxing. We have kidneys, we have the liver, and we have lungs. Even, breathing is actually a way that the body actually detoxes. If we truly had toxins sitting around in our bodies for days, weeks, or years, we would die. So when we go to the bathroom, for example, that is the body detoxing. Now, of course, there's ways that you can eat to feel healthier and feel better, to not feel bloated, to make sure that your digestive system is on track. And how do you do that? Well, one of the main ways, which most Americans fail to do, is by eating plenty of fiber. You know, you're talking about at least 25 grams for women, at least 38 for men a day. The average American is eating about 14 or 15 grams. And why is that? Well, because the foods that have the most fiber are whole plant-based foods, which the average American is not eating enough of. So we're talking not just fruits and vegetables, but also beans, nuts, seeds, and whole grains. And the other issue, too, is that the average American is also eating way too much sodium, about 3,800 milligrams a day, when we should be capping it at around 2,300. And that's important because when you eat a high-sodium diet, your body does retain more water, so you would have that heavier, more bloated feeling.
Okay, so fiber being one really, and as you say, people don't get those whole plants and vegetables. And, there are things like bran flakes and oatmeal and such like that. So can we look to those things? Do they help sort of brush out our intestines and kind of detox us a little too?
Anything that has fiber absolutely would. But, I like to remind people, I'm a health coach in corporate wellness. And a lot of times when I talk about this with my clients, they immediately go to things like Metamucil or fiber supplements. And I like to tell them that there is plenty of fiber in many different foods. And one of the great things about plant foods is that apart from the fiber, they also have a lot of vitamins and minerals. They have unique compounds called phytonutrients that have different health benefits. So you really want to get them as much as possible from whole foods. And a lot of people, for example, are surprised when I tell them that an avocado is a very high fiber food. So it's not necessarily just cereal, fruits, and vegetables. There's a whole array of plant foods that can be introduced.
Okay, so give us some that we might not have thought about.
A lot of people don't realize the extreme amount of fiber that is in beans, for example. Chickpeas, black beans, lentils in particular are very, very high in fiber. And also the pseudo grains, which are, things like buckwheat, millet, amaranth, and And these are also nice because when you introduce these kind of newer foods, you kind of get away from the rut, especially when it comes to the grains. You know, it's not just about whole wheat pasta. There's a lot of different grains, so you could make an amaranth and buckwheat porridge, or you can make your own, you know, quinoa pilaf or whatever it might be. Undoubtedly, we need to eat more plants and less and fewer animal products, because one way too that I tell my clients, an easy way to remember, is that whole plant foods have fiber, animal products do not.
Really? No animal products have fiber?
Absolutely not. No fish, no poultry, no beef, no dairy, none of that. So,
And that's, yeah, you don't tend to think of it like that. So now foods that we should be staying away from if we want to, you know, detox a little bit, obviously some of those lean proteins, you know, can clog up the system, especially like red meat, right? Those kind of things kind of slow down the works a little. How do we know, Andy? How do we know if we are detoxing? Because I've heard people tell stories of things that came out of them when they did one of these detoxes, you know, of, oh my God, things that were in me for a month. But you're saying our body naturally detoxes, and if it didn't, we would die. So we know that these things are not in our systems for that long. But how would we know if we're really doing the right thing? Would our bowel movements tell us? Would our gut tell us? How would we know?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And to answer the first part of your question, when a lot of people take either, you know, like this kind of bentonite clay, or they do a gallbladder cleanse where you drink a bunch of olive oil and then you drink orange juice and all these things come out. What's coming out are not things that are sticking around in your gut. What's coming out is what you've consumed. So if it's, you know, the bentonite clay, you are excreting, you know, the clay. There's nothing hanging around for months that's suddenly going to come out. But the way that you would know, basically, is really how you feel. If you're constantly feeling fatigued, if you're constipated, if you're just feeling not well. You know, a lot of people who I talk to have gotten so used to feeling tired, fatigued, or having digestion issues that once they start cleaning up their eating, and by that I mean more fiber, fewer animal products, less sodium and less sugar, after 3, 4, 5 weeks of that, they suddenly realize that they're sleeping better, that going to the bathroom is not a 10-minute ordeal. And it's when they see the difference that they realize that before they just weren't feeding their bodies properly.
Well, you do feel the difference, too. I agree with you there. When I know I'm going to have a blood test, and for that week before 2 weeks, I eat vegetarian and so many salads and things, and I cut down on my wine drinking, and I do feel the difference. I do. It's so easy to jump back into that rut.
One other thing that I do tell clients, too, is that the more you can cook at home from scratch, the better you will be. Because when you go out to restaurants, you're going to get a lot more sodium, a lot more sugar, a lot more oil than you normally would. And usually, too, unless you're going to a very particular kind of restaurant, you're going to be eating fewer vegetables and less fiber than you might if you cook at home.
Well, cooking at home can be a pain in the ass, but it does certainly make you a healthier eater. Making salads is never that easy, but it's worth it. So if you cut those vegetables up in advance, you have about 20 seconds, Andy. Give us your best advice.
Eat more plants, eat more home-cooked food, and go easy on the sugar.
Go easy on the sugar. And you can see more about Andy at andybilotti.com. That's andybilotti.com. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. We are your on-demand, go-to health news network. Listen anytime at radiomd.com. Share these shows with your friends, because that's how we're going to get these great words around. So, you know, spread them around. This is Melanie Cole, brand new show here. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.
Come on.